Members of the legislature, ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege and honor to introduce to you the governor of the state of Florida, Rick Scott.
In a nutshell, the governor's wish list includes not only more tax cuts, but to make it more difficult for future governors and legislators to raise them. For that, he needs help from outside the state house.
I want 2018 to be the year that Florida voters pass a constitutional amendment that makes it harder for politicians to raise taxes. My proposal would require 2/3 of the legislature to vote on a tax increase for it to become law. Some have asked if this proposal would be in effect during a financial emergency or another national recession. Absolutely.
Scott is also asking lawmakers for tax cuts, which he contends will benefit all 21 million Floridians. The package includes reductions in driver license fees, rolling them back to pre-2009 levels.
By cutting the fee for the renewal of a regular driver's license by more than 58% from $48 to $20. I want to cut the fee on an original regular driver's license by more than 43% from $48 to $27. And I want to cut the fee on an original commercial driver's license by more than 10%.
The governor also reflected on the state's recovery after Hurricane Irma and dealing with Hurricane Nate. To that end, he's calling for an expansion of the sales tax holiday for hurricane supplies.
So people have time to buy the supplies they need, like generators, batteries, and flashlights. My proposal extends the current one-week sales tax holiday to 3 weeks over a three-month period to ensure people have ample time to get the goods they need before the start of next hurricane season.
Scott also addressed Florida's opioid crisis, which led to more than 5,700 deaths statewide in 2016, a 35% jump from the previous year, according to the Florida Department of Health. Scott is proposing $53 million to fight opioid abuse.
I've also proposed legislation to prevent drug addiction on the front end, reduce the ability for dangerous drugs to spread in Florida's communities, give vulnerable Floridians the support they need, and ensure law enforcement officers have resources to protect those impacted by opioids. I ask that all of you support these measures this session.
Providing the Democratic response from the House is Minority Leader Janet Cruz of Miami. She welcomes Governor Scott's concerns about opioids, but
it has to be noted that governors and the Republican leadership's refusal to expand Medicaid over 700,000 Floridians, including more than 40,000 veterans, has severely limited our fight against the opioid epidemic.
Cruz says when people don't have access to quality, affordable health care, they lack the resources to combat drug addiction and get treatment for mental illness, both main drivers, she contends, of Florida's opioid problem.
Every time our legislature and the governor cut funding to our hospitals, they are driving up the cost of care for those who do not have insurance. It's time for those across the aisle to finally acknowledge that it is quality of life issues which most affect the pocketbook of workers.
7 years ago, Governor Scott won election as an outsider, promising to take on special interests, shake up the status quo, and get to work.
Miami State Senator Oscar Brainin provided the Democratic response from the Senate, saying there's a sense of deja vu.
His campaign and his promises were pretty much the same things we recently heard again when Donald Trump was sworn into office, promising to drain the swamp. Well, we know what happened under Rick Scott, and we're already getting a taste of what it's like under Donald Trump, because they're pretty much one and the same.
Since Rick Scott arrived in Tallahassee in 2011, Brainin contends, state services to Floridians have sunk exponentially.
In the past 20 years of Republican control, Floridians have been getting less and less in return for their money, even as Governor Scott's proposed spending budget for the coming year has hit an all-time high. Rick Scott will not only leave a checkered legacy, but a major state budget deficit taxpayers will have to fill.
Governor Scott's proposed budget is $87.4 billion. The clock is running on the legislature's 60 work days at the State House. Barring any delays, sine die is March 9th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.